Yeah, my name is Ryan. I am the executive pastor of Care and Community at Princeton Alliance. My wife and I are actually originally from North Jersey in the Bergen County area. My whole entire ministry since I entered in was working with just underprivileged kids, inner city kids. I was in Syracuse, and then my wife and I got married, and my brother-in-law planted a church in Muskegon, Michigan, on the west side, by Grand Rapids, and they planted a church right in the hood, and we were like, hey, this is what God's calling us to do. And so continued to do that for a number of years, and then now I tell my wife, this is the most suburban area I've ever been in, and it's been quite an adjustment. From poverty, from every family in poverty who are on food stamps, and then working with kids who, their parents, their mom's at home with a boyfriend or something like that, and we're just like, now we're back in suburbia where it does not look like that. And so it's been quite an adjustment for my wife and I, and it's just a new season, a complete new season for both of us. And I love that Pastor Jesse gave, I don't know if he did this on purpose, but the scripture is Ecclesiastes 3, where Solomon talks about just change. And I know you guys are going through this series called The Search. The book of Ecclesiastes is so beautiful, but yet so depressing at the same time. In just the first chapter, we learn that everything is useless in a way. All of it is a vapor. All of it is, I think the word he uses here is everything is hevel, right? It's a vapor, it's smoke. You ever try to grab a cloud? You see it, you grab it, but it's nothing. And Solomon, who we find out is the author later, right? He had everything in the whole entire world, okay? From the secular world, he had everything he wanted. And from even Christianity, what we strive for, right, is just a solid family, okay, like kids who hopefully will love Jesus and surrender their life to Jesus. I'm sure Solomon experienced all these things, right? But deep down, he said, there's still an emptiness inside my heart. There's still a God-sized hole. There's still a sense of eternity that I want, but I just can't have here on this earth just yet. And then Solomon just comes to an acceptance of saying, you know what? This is what life is. My life here on this earth, at the end of all of this, right, is that I'm going to fear God, right, and live for him. A guy who has all the wisdom in the world, who had everything, and he just says, you know what? All there is to life is let's love God more than anything. And let's just walk in his ways. In a way, it's kind of quite disappointing because when you think of Solomon, you think he would have something more deep, but he just says, love God and follow his teaching. And so before I move on, I just want to give us a moment to pause. This is something I love to do with our people at PAC. Especially for parents who are busy, who have little ones running around. I hope you take this time, just a few minutes, just to be in silence, and just to talk to the Lord yourself. Reflect on your week, reflect on the week coming, and just talk to him. Ask for forgiveness in ways that maybe you haven't asked for forgiveness. Praise him in ways that you probably haven't had time to just praise him. So take this moment to praise and repent of anything. And I'll open us in prayer. God in heaven, we just thank you for that moment to pause. I don't know how many moments we just kind of build in a pause in our life where we could just reflect and repent and praise you, but I pray, Lord, that was pleasing to you. God, may you soften our hearts when you speak to us. May you convict us. May you change us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So my wife and I, she couldn't be here today because our baby's nap time is right now. And so we don't want to mess with that. And so my wife and I have been married since 2016. So we're on our way to year number 10 in January. Eight of those years, we were just in a season of waiting. We desire to have kids. You know, I tell my wife, like, I thought by the time we were married in these years, we would have like a basketball team at least, right? But that doesn't, for some people, it comes quite easy. But for us, it was quite difficult, right? It was super hard. You know, from the first year we got married in 2016, we started trying to have a child. You know, it just wasn't happening. And sometimes we reflect back and we think about, man, if we were parents in year one, if we think we're dumb now, we were probably more dumb than we were back in 2016. And so we were just waiting. There was a lot of heartbreak, a lot of anxiety, a lot of doubts, like, God, why isn't this happening? We started seeing friends who don't even want kids having kids, and we're just like, we want kids. Like, we will take care of your kid if we need to, right? And then so year number eight came around, 2023, 2024. We came to a conclusion, my wife and I. We were just saying, you know what, God? If you don't want us to have a kid, that's okay. But we're going to be the best aunt and uncle we can be to our niece and nephew. On top of that, we're going to get a Mazda Miata and enjoy a non-kid, like, we're going to enjoy not having kids, right? Then lo and behold, September comes along back in 2023, and my wife, you know, I'm on my way to the office, and she's like, look at this. And I'm like, what is this? I thought it was a thermometer. It was actually a pregnancy test. Again, I was just fully content in saying, you know what, God, we're going to enjoy life without kids. And lo and behold, my wife gets pregnant and the wait is over. The wait is over. And now, today, we're reflecting back and saying, man, remember when we didn't have a kid? Remember all the shows we could binge? Remember that we had time from like after work to get a workout in, to eat dinner? It would be so quiet. And we could just kind of watch three episodes on Netflix, whatever we wanted. And nowadays, we get like a half an episode in, right? And we're just reflecting and saying, man, this is what we wanted. Right? This is what we wanted. But it just shows you how life just changes so fast. And I love what Solomon says in this poem of his, right? And it's pretty straightforward. There's no secrets to it. Solomon's not trying to trick us in what he's saying. He's saying, look, life moves fast. There's a season for everything. And he says this, for everything, there's a season and a time for every matter under earth, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away. A time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, a time for peace, right? The seasons we are in will change. It's all temporary. It's all temporary. As John said, right, I worked with kids for 11 years. And it was super fun, really fun. But then I felt like the Lord was calling me to something else. And Pat called and they said, hey, would you consider this? And here I am working with adults. It's a different season. A totally different season, a totally different set of problems where kids are more not to throw shade at adults, but kids are, they'll tell you what it is. They'll tell you if they're bored. They'll tell you if they don't like it. But with adults, they'll just leave, right? They'll either complain and they'll leave. It's a whole new set of skills I need to gather. It's a whole new set of patience that I'm like learning. Like, man, God, I just can't be straightforward as I want to be anymore, right? And this is what Solomon's saying. He's like, there's a season for everything. But it's temporary. It's super temporary. And whatever season you're in, like I want you to know that scripture is saying it's just temporary. You could be in a really bad season right now. And you might have been in it for a long, long time. You might have been in it for a decade. But I want you to know that that 10-year period where it's been painful, scripture just says it's temporary. The season will change. And maybe you're not in a tough season, you're in an enjoyable season. Right? Enjoy that. Enjoy the season that you're in. And what I mean by that, and I love what Solomon says in the next few verses, right? Where he says everything is temporary. Okay, everything is gonna change. Right? In New Jersey, we get all four seasons, right? Not many places get that. In Michigan, it was you get 2 weeks of spring into summer for like 2 months, and then you're back into winter come September, right? Fall is like 1 week, and then you get cold all day. For like eight months practically. But I love what Solomon says, right? Everything is gonna change. But he says this, what gain has a worker for his toil? And he's talking about work here. And he says, I have seen the business that God has given to the children of men to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into a man's heart, yet so that he cannot find what God has done from the beginning to the end. And I love this verse in verse 12. He says, even though seasons are changing, even though all things are temporary, he says in verse 12, I perceive that there is nothing better for them, than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. I love that verse of verse 12. Because he says, look, though life is temporary, in a way he's kind of saying, don't take it so seriously. Right? You might be in a painful season, but do you realize in that painful season you can enjoy what's going on? Right? When my wife and I were trying, there was a lot of pain. Like I said, a lot of doubt, a lot of just anxieties, a lot of just asking God, why? Why? Are you real? Do you hear us? But I just remember in all those moments, we just enjoyed whatever we could. Living in the Midwest, right, it teaches you to slow down. If you've ever been to like the Midwest, I know, John, you said you went to Kansas, right? Totally different life. Totally different life. What I mean by that is sun does not go down, at least in Michigan, in the summer, it does not go down until 10 p.m., right? The days are just long. You get out of work, it just feels like, man, I got a full day ahead of me because it's just so slow, right? For some reason, businesses close super early so that people can just enjoy life. And the one thing that the Midwest has taught us before moving back to New Jersey, it just taught us to just slow down and enjoy what God has set before us. And that being my second point, make sure to enjoy life every single day. Have a rhythm where you could pause from all the work, all the raising of kids, right? All the activities that you have planned, right? And just enjoy and reflect on the day. So my wife and I, what we do is we've had this practice for a long, long time. Ever since we've been married, we would just shut everything off and just go on a walk. We're both very active. And so one of the things that brings us life is just to be outside. Sometimes at PAC, when I'm tired of being in an office and talking about what we could be doing better in ministry and all that, I'll just step outside and I'll just kind of look up at the sun, right? I know it probably looks weird to other people, but it's my moment just to say, God, I'm going to pause and enjoy this sunny day. And I love what Solomon says to us. He's saying, you got family, enjoy them. You got kids, enjoy them. You have friends, enjoy that. You love sunny days, go to the beach, get out there. Rainy days, there's ways to enjoy a rainy day like today, right? Whatever it is, you guys know what brings you life. You know what just hypes you up and allows you just to enjoy the day. You know what it is. If it's a meal, go get a meal. If it's a cup of coffee, right? I love getting a cup of coffee. That's one of the things I like to do myself, right? I'll just go do that and I'll tell my wife, I'll be like, hey, I just need like 30 minutes to breathe, right? I just need 30 minutes to think, 30 minutes to breathe. And it will take turns and then she'll get to do her thing, right? And so for us, we could do that. Life is busy in New Jersey. I'm realizing that, right? Turn your phone off when you need to. I know some of us have own businesses, but your business is gonna be there. It's gonna be there. Enjoy what's in front of you. Have a do not disturb moment. And this is what Solomon's saying. Solomon was a king. He had a kingdom. And I guarantee you, Solomon, at the end of his life, he's probably saying, I wish I had more moments to just enjoy what God has placed before me. Build that rhythm into your life, whatever it might be, to enjoy the life God has given you. Because seasons are temporary. And in every season, Solomon asks us, hey, how have you enjoyed that season? And so one of my reflection questions for you is, what season are you in? What season does God currently have you in? Whether it's painful or great. And what are you doing to enjoy that season? What are you enjoying to just pause and reflect? God, what are you doing in my life? How are you changing me? And maybe that's not where you are, right? Maybe you're in a season where you've digressed in your relationship with the Lord. Because that can happen. And that feeling of, man, God, I feel so far away from you. There might be something that God's saying, hey, I just need you to say sorry about this. Last week, I felt far from the Lord. Being a new parent and just, I'm realizing you got to choose one activity. I can't go golf every day, right? I can't go on a run whenever I want. I can't just go work out, right? I need to communicate with my wife. I felt that. I really felt the, like I had this little daughter of mine just being a chain and ball onto my ankles, right? I just felt it. And like, I want to experience freedom, right? It's a false freedom. And I just remember last Friday, I just, at the end of the day, I said, Janine, I'm sorry for being a jerk. I'm sorry for not communicating with you. I'm sorry for my attitude. Right? I'm sorry that we had so many fun things planned, but I ruined just the way I was. I just ruined that. Right? And so maybe that's where you are, where you're in a season of like, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the way I was. I'm sorry for being a jerk here. So again, what season are you in? How is God growing you? And where do you need to just say, God, I'm sorry? The last few verses, Solomon kind of shifts his focus back to everything is a vapor. Everything is smoke. Everything is hevel, right? Everything is vanity. He says this more so. Moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice, even there was wickedness. In the place of righteousness, even there was wickedness. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time for every matter and for every work. I said in my heart with regard to the children of man that God is testing them, that they may see that they themselves are but beast. Right? Solomon is pretty much just saying, you are just a beast. Right? That's all you are. And he goes on, he says, for what happens to the children of man and what happens to the beast is the same as one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and man has no advantage over the beast of all, for all is vanity. All go to one place. All from the dust, and to the dust all return. He's trying to show us that, look, in a way, don't take life so seriously. I know in New Jersey, there's a grind. There's a certain work grind that it's just there. We work hard. We work real hard in New Jersey. To live here, you got to work real, real hard. Right? Living in Michigan, where it's a low cost of living, right? Where everyone just kind of chills out, where you got to wait like 30 minutes for a cheeseburger at McDonald's or something because people just take their time. Here, you get it right real quick. People grind. Right? There's a certain grind that happens here. And I don't know where I was going with that now. I'm sorry. But yes, right? Where Solomon is really just trying to tell us, like, just chill out. Right? Like a lion is going to die one day and turn into dust, you will too. Right? We have a 10-year-old dog who's super healthy, but he can pass away at any moment, and he's going to be buried in the ground or whatever we do, right? But I'm going to die the same way my dog dies. And Solomon is simply saying, look, it's okay if you don't get something done. It's okay that if you don't pick up a phone call because someone has an emergency, but your family needs you more, if you tend to your family more, that's the better option, right? It's okay to slow things down because we're all going to the same place one day. And I just love what he says in the final verses. Right, in verse 22, he says, so I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work. For that is his lot who can bring him to see what will be after him. Right? I love the wording he uses. So I saw that there's nothing better than a man should rejoice in his work. I love the terms that Solomon uses here. Everything is temporary. So enjoy life. We're all going to die one day. Time is not our friend. Right? Just like the beasts of the earth are going to die, we're going to die too. So why don't you take some time and rejoice in what God is doing in you, through you, and what he's going to do later on. I know this message is super simple, right? But God wants us to enjoy life. You guys probably have seen this illustration before, and it's been used for God saving us, right? This is Jesus, right? And there's a gap. There's sin right here, okay? And this is us carrying sin because of what we did in Genesis. We were just disobedient. But then God sends Jesus, and he takes the burden. He takes the burden, and if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you say yes to Jesus, is one of the language we use at Princeton Alliance, right? But if you say yes, right, you get eternity in heaven. And that is amazing. I love that we get eternity in heaven just for accepting Jesus, just because we don't, and we don't have to do nothing for that. But you know what else I love? That not only do we get eternity in heaven, right? We get life. God truly took the burden off of us so that we can enjoy life on this earth. I know that sounds really weird, that we can enjoy life on this earth, but the Lord's Prayer, right? He tells us that heaven can enter into earth and we can get a glimpse and a taste of what the abundant life is. And this is what Solomon is teaching us and is trying to tell us, that life is temporary. But take moments to enjoy it like it was heaven. Life is temporary. Rejoice in what God is doing. And maybe that's what we need to do right now. Where you take some time and just say, God, thank you. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for my car. Thank you that I'm able to get my brakes fixed. Right? Thank you that I'm going to have a meal, whether it's a big one or a tiny one. Thank you for the season that you are putting me in right now and how you're growing me. So take a moment and just thank God for the things in your life. And I'll close this in prayer, and I think the worship team will come up after that. God, I love that Christianity is not a bunch of rules and that we need to follow in order to gain you. I love that living for you is not boring. I love that scripture tells us, Enjoy life. Enjoy it. Yes, there's a right way to do it, but when we do it in the way you want us to, we get to experience life in abundance. That doesn't mean financial abundance or anything like that. It's just there's something with living for you that we get to experience that no other person gets to experience. God, you say in the Psalms, you say, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Though we are going to be dust, returning to dust one day, God, you think of us. You think of our life, and you want the best for us. In every single season, whether it's good or bad, Lord, you are thinking of us, and you want us to enjoy the season that we're in. So Father, I pray, Lord, I just pray for Kairos. I pray for them as a church, Lord, that they enjoy this season of having to unpack and pack things. I pray for every single person here, Lord, that they make it a rhythm where they can just reflect and say, God, thank you. Thank you for my friends, for my family. Thank you for the meals that I'm about to have. Thank you that I could walk, that I could breathe, that I could see, that I could hear. Thank you that I could just have this moment where I don't have to worry about the world outside, where I could just praise you and look to you and say, God, I love you. Father, may we know that everything is temporary, but you are forever. And because you are forever, we'll be forever with you. Thank you for the simple message that we are called to enjoy life as disciples of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.